listening to Paul speaking then reminded me of a story of that time after Ajahn Chah had his stroke and was paralyzed, and occasionally people from the monasteries in England would go to Thailand and spend a few weeks or a few months there. And on one of those visits, Ajahn Ananda was traveling with Ajahn Sumedho. Ananda was the second monk in the community in England, and later the abbot of Chithurst Monastery. One of the most sought-after tasks in the monastic routine was getting to be one of Ajahn Chah's nurses during the this period. It had four monks round the clock nursing him. And so Ajahn Ananda took on very gladly took on the task of doing some nursing for Ajahn Chah while he was on this trip through Thailand. And like Paul was saying, Ajahn Chah always had tricks up his sleeve, and he was always like one pace ahead of everybody. And so during this time, Ajahn Ananda was nursing him. He had become interested in healing, like kind of faith healing, kind of hands-on healing. And so during the night shift, he was on the sort of 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock shift in Ajahn Chah's kuti, and he thought, kind of during the still hours of the night, well, maybe I should do some healing on him. That would be good. Maybe that'll help. And you should bear in mind that by this time, Ajahn Chah was completely paralyzed. And up to a point, he could move one of his hands for a little bit, and then later on he even lost that. So he was basically immobile and had been for a long, long time. So our dear friend Ananda was standing over him, kind of concentrating and holding his hands over Ajahn Chah's reclining body, and kind of concentrating and putting forth his feelings of kindness and sending forth some energy through his hands to Ajahn Chah. And then he swears it was not a hallucination. But the master sat up in bed, opened his eyes, looked Ananda straight in the eye, didn't say anything, but it was as if to say, who do you think is in need of help here? with his gaze for a few moments, till Ananda had really got the point, then closed his eyes and lay back down again. So this is a very substantial silent teaching to Ananda.